Asia-Pacific currents.
News and labour issues from the Asia-Pacific region.
We strongly condemn the police that arrest the protesters.
Saturday mornings at 9 o'clock.
On Community Radio 3CR.
Workers of the world should unite to fight this greedy capitalist.
Brought to you by Australia-Asia Worker Links. Good morning and welcome to another episode of Asia Pacific Currents here on Community Radio 3CR. I'm Giselle Hannah.
And I'm Kieran Bennett.
And we are back for 2026. We did have quite a luxurious six-week break and, of course, in that time the world went to shit. So a lot to talk about on today's program. And to get back into looking at observing and extending solidarity to workers who are mobilised, workers who are active, and in some cases, workers who are losing right across the Asia-Pacific region. In the second part of today's show, we'll be speaking with May Saif from Free Palestine Melbourne about the Israeli President Isaac Herzog's visit next week and why we should oppose it. What role has he played, continues to play, in the genocide of Palestinian people, not just in Gaza, but the West Bank also? So that is what's coming up in the second part of the show. But Kieran, shall we go straight into news from around the region?
Yeah, let's head into news from around the region, where in Myanmar, we are marking 5 years of the junta since the military coup. Unions this week renewed their calls for manufacturers to stop doing business with Myanmar as Sunday marked 5 years since the military seized power. Under the junta, independent unions have been banned, union leaders arrested, and fundamental freedoms obliterated. Independent observers estimate that more than 7,000 civilians have been killed, whilst millions of others have been displaced by the regime. In December and January, the military held elections aimed at legitimizing their rule and silencing democratic opposition both in Myanmar and abroad. Since the coup, factory employers have increasingly worked with the military to restrict organizing, using threats, arrest, and violent attacks to silence workers. In one case, security forces carried out a joint military and police raid on the homes of workers who demanded unpaid wages and limits on overtime. Factories have also expanded surveillance, increasing invasive searches, phone confiscation, and the installation of CCTV inside factories, including near toilets. Several international trade union confederations issued statements this week, including Industriall, BWI, and ITUC, calling on support for the workers of Myanmar.
The Centre of Indian Trade Unions, CITU, has expressed its rage over a fire that killed 27 workers at a warehouse complex in Kolkata on the 26th of January, labelling it industrial murder. The workers, mostly migrants from the countryside, were locked in from the outside during their rest hours and were unable to escape after fire broke out. C2 questioned why no one had been arrested in what was clearly a violation of many labour laws, including laws against slavery. The C2 also condemned the West Bengal government's attempts to hide the scale of the horror by using local regulations to enforce an exclusion zone around the area. The union has demanded that those responsible face criminal prosecution and the company and government provide compensation, including pensions, employment, and education to bereaved family members.
Over to Palestine now. On Tuesday, Israel refused entry to the West Bank to an international delegation of construction trade unions seeking to meet with Palestinian construction workers. The delegation included the General Secretary of the Building and Woodworkers International, BWI, together with trade union leaders from Belgium, France, Spain, and South Africa. The delegation was trying to speak to Palestinian construction workers as plans to rebuild Palestine are being openly discussed by powerful international actors. This reconstruction is going ahead without Palestinian workers, without trade unions, and without guarantees of land rights, freedom of movement, or protection from displacement. Israel is deepening annexation across the West Bank while severely restricting movement, access to land, and the ability of Palestinians to work and live with dignity. More than 1,000 checkpoints fragment the West Bank, and over 350,000 Palestinians are unemployed. Those who still leave work for home often do so without knowing whether they will return at night. For construction workers, these factors determine whether a worker can reach a site, whether materials can move, and whether building serves survival or facilitates dispossession.
The International Federation of Journalists has issued a condemnation of attacks on media workers during January's government crackdown in Iran and has launched a wide call to document such attacks. At least one media worker was killed and three journalists arrested during the crackdown on protests, which began on the 8th of January. Of course, hundreds of thousands of people were killed also. Education International are also bringing attention to at least 152 school children and nine teachers who were murdered by security forces during the protests. Furthermore, hundreds of children and at least 13 teacher union activists have been detained, including the General Secretary of the Teachers Trade Association of Kherson in Kermanshah province. Medical workers have also become targets for treating protesters, with at least 25 doctors and nurses currently detained. I will say Australia Asia Worker Links will be organising a public meeting about the situation in Iran. I know a lot of activists, a lot of comrades don't really understand the different sides and the different political forces at play in Iran at the moment, and we'll be organising that in the coming weeks, so stay tuned for that. And of course, Kieran, I forgot to mention that Asia Pacific Currents is brought to you by Australia Asia Worker Links.
Absolutely. And looking forward to that public talk on Iran, considering some of the really confused stuff being passed around on the left. And it'd be really important, I think, to hear from some different perspectives there. Moving over to Malaysia, workers at Apple supplier Lumileds Malaysia are facing retaliation after exercising their legal right to organise. In response, the Electronics Industry Employees Union Northern Region have launched a campaign demanding that Lumileds end union busting and reinstate dismissed workers. After winning the secret ballot for union recognition on 7 November with nearly 70% support, the company dismissed a worksite union leader and began disciplinary proceedings against the worksite union chairperson. As previously reported on Asia Pacific Currents, Lumileds had tried to prevent the vote from taking place at all. The union victory received strong support from migrant workers at the factory. Lumileds retaliated by terminating the contracts of several migrant workers and having them deported. Many migrant workers now fear non-renewal of their contracts. The union has condemned this union busting and called on the company to immediately reinstate all dismissed and deported workers with full back pay, end all disciplinary actions against union leaders, and engage in good faith collective bargaining with the union.
Our last story for the morning comes from Turkey, where warehouse workers at major Turkish supermarket chain Migros have launched strikes across seven provinces to protest a proposed 1% pay rise for 2026, calling it a misery level increase. The walkouts began on January 23rd, starting in Adana, and have now spread to over 10 warehouses. Migros, which employs around 63,000 workers across Turkey, including subcontracted staff, has yet to release its full-year financial report for 2025. However, data from the first three quarters show the company recorded a net profit of approximately $130 million. The warehouse, port, shipyard and marine workers union, which represents the workers, are demanding a net 50% wage increase, employer coverage of income taxes and an end to subcontracting practices. The strike has garnered nationwide attention, with several brands boycotting Migros and the matter being raised by the opposition in the parliament. More than 140 striking workers have been dismissed. And that brings us to the end of news from around the region. It's 10 minutes past 9 o'clock here on Community Radio 3CR. We're going to go to a music track at this moment, and then we'll be joined by Maysay from Free Palestine Melbourne to talk about Isaac Herzog's visit in the coming weeks.
Oh, brother with the water gun, sip your poverty. Generations of good people and cycles of poverty. It bothers me, so I ask myself, I say, are you doing as much as you can for the struggle? No. Am I doing as much as I can for the struggle? No. Then why do I cry when my people are in trouble? No. My ancestors slapped me in the face and said, go! Harry Tubman told me to get on up. Marcus Garvey said to me, bro, you get on up. My brother Malcolm X need our neighbor. It ain't like we never seen blood before. Come on, let's talk revolution now. Malcolm has one shot him. I see tears cause now it seems that we've forgot him. I see years of people searching for solutions. Restitutions, excuses, no more, no more confusion. Come on, let's talk right, let's talk right. Talk up, but don't talk up all night. There's gotta be action if you want satisfaction. If not for yourself, for the young ones. The UN, the US, we can't allow ya to tell us to get it together was not as important as getting Bosnia. I ain't with it, just forget it. We can't even debate if you don't understand our situation. You don't want us to go get a gun now, do you? You don't like to see people running around now. Yet still you want to live like 90210 while we scream out, yo! My grandmothers ago, we are wasted. You must acquire a taste for something we've never tasted. So people, let us wet our palates. It's either the bullet or the ballot. Come now, revolution now.
It is 15 minutes past 9 o'clock here on Community Radio 3CR. This is Asia Pacific Currents. Well, on the invitation of the Australian Prime Minister, President of Israel Isaac Herzog is arriving next week on a speaking supposed solidarity tour. Joining us this morning to pull all of this apart is May Safe from Free Palestine Melbourne. Good morning, May. How are you?
Good morning, Giselle. Thank you. Thanks for inviting me today.
You're very, very welcome. I mean, I think our listeners are pretty familiar with this story. I think they're pretty familiar with all of the reasons why we should oppose Herzog's visit. Where I want to start the discussion is, technically, there is no warrant out for Herzog's arrest under international law in the same way there is of other senior ministers in that parliament or in that, I just forgot the name of the Israeli parliament.
The Knesset.
Yeah. So where do we stand? Like, what role has Herzog played in the genocide, in the massacres of Palestinian people that warrant opposition in the same way?
Well, Isaac Herzog is the head of state to a rogue genocidal state that is, you know, under investigation for war crimes and the crime of genocide, the crime of all crimes under the ICJ. It's really important to sort of understand that Isaac Herzog has actually been accused through his rhetoric of inciting genocide. He does not have an arrest warrant against him because it's been determined that he does not have a role in the direct command of the military attacks in Gaza. However, his commentary has essentially stated that there is not one innocent person in Gaza, that the whole he The whole Palestinian population, civilian population, was responsible. And so through his rhetoric, there has been material direct impact of Israeli soldiers going into Gaza with the language that he's used while they're killing innocent civilians in Gaza, destroying their homes. This is not someone who's innocent. And also, as eminent international human rights lawyer and our own UN Commissioner Chris Sidoti stated, that there is enough grounds that if he is to come to Australia, that he can be arrested and should be arrested and investigated for his crimes. So he's not an innocent party. I think also it's really important to say that it's extremely egregious that we are inviting a head of state of a country that is currently being charged with the crime of genocide. He himself has been cited by the ICJ as inciting genocide, coming to Australia and completely, you know, disregarding thousands of people coming out in the streets for 2 years protesting this genocide. So there is just so many factors here around why this is extremely problematic, but also that there are legal grounds that if he does come to Australia, he should be arrested.
The cover story of why this invitation was extended was the horrific attack on Bondi. And there have been many attempts by the left and by pro-Palestine activists to resist the collapsing of the attacks in Bondi with a pro-Palestine movement. How does this invitation linked with Bondi, how do you think that perpetuates this idea that the two things are synonymous?
I think it's extremely divisive. You know, the Jewish community itself is quite divided on the idea of Herzl coming here to Australia. You know, there is quite a lot of Jewish organisations and eminent Jewish voices who have come out and said this invitation should be rescinded. He should not be invited. That to conflate the atrocities that are happening by the Israeli state with Jewish community members here is extremely dangerous to them and can foster anti-Semitism towards them. This is our own Jewish community saying this right here in Australia. So I think, you know, there has been, unfortunately, a concerted effort by the Zionist lobby and pro-Israel voices to try and link what happened in Bondi with the Palestine movement, and there is no link. The Palestine movement is a movement for peace and justice and safety for civilian life. We're fighting to, you know, preserve life. We have been peacefully protesting for 2 years for, you know, a human rights cause to end the killing of innocent civilians. And so, if anything, we all stand in solidarity with Jewish community members in the atrocity that happened in Bondi. And as a community, understand first how traumatic and, frankly, horrifying to see that happen in our communities. And this should be a time where all of us should come together in solidarity, but not foster division. Inviting Isaac Herzog is completely foster division within the community. We're seeing this because there's over 25 protests called across the country. Public figures and members of the community are horrified that the government has extended this invitation, driving, you know, further divisions within the community. If we truly care about social cohesion and we care about our communities coming together, we shouldn't be inviting this man. It is extremely, not only controversial, but we also have legal responsibilities that we're essentially disregarding and whitewashing and allowing this man to come here. This is not... And again, this is not an innocent bystander. He is the head of state of a country committing genocide and apartheid. And what we should be building, what we should be doing in this country is actually taking a position of not being complicit in this genocide, holding Israel to account for its war crimes, and fostering, a community cohesion together.
In a moment, I'm going to give you a chance to advertise any rallies against Herzog. But before we go there, I wanted to talk a little bit about where the pro-Palestine movement is at right now, because yes, 2 years in, over 2 years in, and mostly what we're doing is having protests on the streets. And, you know, after 2.5 years, people, comrades are exhausted. Where to more broadly for the pro-Palestine movement, given events erupting right around the world across the region? I'm obviously referring specifically to Iran and Yemen and even Sudan. But where to for the movement? How do we escalate but also kind of refine our strategy, our strategic thinking and activity in relation to fighting for a free Palestine?
Well, that is a big question. I will say that we've been protesting for 2 years against this genocide, but we have more broadly been protesting and campaigning for justice for Palestine against, you know, the settlement expansion, the right of return, fighting for liberation and justice for over 75 years. You know, the Palestinian movement has existed here in Australia for a very, very long time. And I will say that now is the time where we need support from people of conscience, people within positions of power, people within who can make a difference to actually start holding the Israeli state to account, to stop, you know, whitewashing and normalising war criminals in our society. It is time, actually, that we have. There is enough evidence on the ground to show that not only is Israel committing the crime of all crimes of genocide, but it has committed so much more atrocities, and it is committing atrocities right now in the West Bank. You know, completely annexing Palestinian towns, driving Palestinians from their homes, subjecting us to mass incarceration and abduction. And so it is really time for those who are in positions of power and institutions to stop whitewashing Israeli crimes and to take a position. You know, society has come out and spoken. There is mass support for the Palestine movement, but particularly people of moral conscience who go, hang on a minute, we do not want to be complicit with this. It is time for our institutions to start catching up with everyday Australians and society and start implementing, you know, policies that doesn't normalise Israel's crimes in our institutions. And so there is an opportunity here for us to actually lead with not only a moral compass, but, you know, a legal one. There is, you know, Australia says it's a democracy, it believes in international law and those values, and it actually is time that we start abiding by that. And that means, you know, stop arming Israel, stop being complicit in the weaponry that is killing innocent civilians in Gaza and across the West Bank. But also, you know, we need to take a look and reckoning around our complicity and other atrocities happening around the world, because there are links around this. And, you know, it is a big question, because the question of Palestine in the movement is linked to what's happening around the world and the role of global powers and the role of imperialism, what's happening in America. And, you know, Australia needs to take a position and assess, is this actually in the betterment of society, or are we just going along and being further complicit with crimes that future generations are going to have to reckon with? So it's a big question, to be honest.
Yes.
But I think there's quite a lot of us in the community that care for a future world and society that we can all live in, that is safe for everyday people.
It was a big question, and that was an excellent answer. Thank you very much. Of course, nationwide protests begin on Monday, and as far as we know, Isaac Herzog is going to be in Sydney on the 9th. What's happening in Melbourne? How can comrades support the opposition to this visit?
We're encouraging everyone to come out 5:30 p.m. on Monday, this Monday, the 9th of February, in front of Flinders Street Station. We've also just announced that there will be a protest on the 12th of February at 3 p.m. in front of Southern Cross Station. So please keep an eye out on Free Palestine Melbourne's socials. We will be protesting him landing in Australia nationally across the country on Monday in Melbourne, 5:30 p.m. Flinders Street. However, we will also be protesting his arrival here in Melbourne as well. And that will be on the 12th of February, 3 p.m. at Southern Cross Station. So do keep an eye on the Free Palestine Melbourne socials because we will have a lot more guidance and information there.
Thank you so much for your time on the show today, May.
Thank you, Giselle. Thank you for having me.
That was May Safe. She is from Free Palestine Melbourne, one of the leading organisers in that group. Those details again, 5:30 p.m. on Monday the 9th of February at Flinders Street Station, 12th of February at Southern Cross Station. We want to oppose the visit of war criminal Isaac Herzog, so get behind that. That does bring us to the end of another Asia Pacific Currents, our first one for 2026. Thanks to everybody for tuning in. It is also subscriber drive here at 3CR. Get to our website or the ws.3cr.org.au. That's right, there's an AU on the end. Subscribe to 3CR. We rely on your subscriptions. We rely on your donations. We're a community-run and operated radio station. We will not be owned by mainstream media. Keep our voices independent. Subscribe now. We'll be back next Saturday with more news and current affairs from the Asia Pacific region. Coming up next is Palestine Remembered. But for now, that's it for me, Giselle Hannah.
And me, Kieran Bennett.